A lot of your releases are extremely limited, that you things yeah. that you made.
You know, now you can only press 20 CDs, then all the world will listen to it through internet, through free copy. I don't think it's a problem.
I can imagine that when there is a certain interest and there's a release with a better availability so that people can find it or buy it.
So I guess the core of our actual fans knew us through a very limited release called The Dance of the Moon and the Sun. It was copied. There was maybe 40 copies at the origin that circulate throughout the world, and it was copied and known this way. So I don't know.
To be honest, for the better, because that indicates that you will not change your attitude in making music.
No, I don't think we will change our attitude. I guess we will go more and more underground, I guess. I think this is a good way, and when you read journals, music journals about the industry of music, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, and labels are dying. But not all labels are dying. There are labels who are doing released in very limited number. I guess they will live. They will live and live and live. And I guess it's the approach that must change. I guess it's the better approach to making music. I don't know. We don't have to pass to an industrial age for this kind of music. I guess 100 copies is sufficient. It's the maximum for a disc.
I think that for you, there's already a certain point that it's not a necessity that you want to make a living out of it.
Well, we don't want to make a living out of it.
No, but that's the starting point
That's the starting point. I don't think this is a hobby, because this is a work. You have to waste your time on your music, I guess. But is this a good idea to live from the music? I don't know. But I know there are people who are living from this music, and I guess it's very important to find solution for continue to live on them, to live by the music and to live on the music, I guess.
And does this mean that you, both of you, see the music that you are making more as a sort of art or art and cultural project?
Yeah, this is an art and cultural project, and has to be free in a way. Has to be public. Yeah, it's a utopia. It's a little utopia. Yeah, that's it. Because I have to wake up early every morning to go to work. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's kind of auto-funding. But can we live at our level? I don't know. I can live from my music at our very little level.